AircheckDownloads.com.
Oh, this is the good part. Here we are at the top 10 on the countdown. And let me take a moment to salute a skinny kid from Freehold, New Jersey, who at the age of 14 taught himself to play an $18 used guitar. Ever since then, music has played a very major role in his life, that life being the one of Bruce Springsteen. Ah, yes, and now Mr. Springsteen has added an Academy Award to his list of accomplishments, the song at number 10 being the Academy Award winner. Here's Streets of Philadelphia.
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't.
From one of the hottest movie soundtracks in the world right now, it's doing very well in Brazil and Spain right now, thanks to Philadelphia co-star Antonio Banderas. It's Bruce Springsteen, up one to number 10 with Streets of Philadelphia. Rick D's and the hits, and here's number 9. Tevin Campbell says he's ready.
Yeah, forever.
Oh, that takes a nice jump this weekend. Ahead 4 to number 9, Tevin Campbell from Southern California. I'm ready. In fact, Tevin says he is ready to do some acting now, which has been a dream ever since he was a little boy. Well, wait a minute, how old is he now? I mean, it wasn't that long ago that he was a little boy. His number 8 on the countdown, and he may have the deepest voice in the last year, at least, on the weekly Top 40. He's got the long hair flowing, too, from the Crash Test Dummies, Brad Roberts.
Once.
Rick D's in the weekly Top 40.
Okay, let's charge right back to the countdown with no delay. These are the hits. In fact, we're right in the middle of the Top 10 at number 7. Seven Women of Salt and Pepper with En Vogue, and What a Combination, and What a Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. It's Salt and Pepper, down 2 to number 7 this weekend. They told me they love the fact that people who predicted their failure are now eating their words. Just the hits, that's all we got for you this weekend. And 3 years after getting together in San Francisco, this band has gone farther than they ever hoped. Counting Crows are extremely hot. At number 6, here's Mr. Jones. Counting Crows with Adam Duritz on lead vocals for the Crows. Adam says that he owns every recording ever made by Otis Redding. In fact, he knows every word. He can sing every nuance. Otis is his man. Mr. Jones up 1 to number 6 on the countdown this weekend. Okay, ready to take another shot at winning this weekly Top 40 challenge this week?
Yeah!
All right, here we go. A portable, water-resistant stereo system. So wherever you go, this is a water-resistant stereo system. On the beach, around a pool, whatever. You got a CD player, the cassette deck, the FM tuner, all in one easy-to-carry unit. And the first step to winning? Tell me who I am based on these clues. Who am I? I dumped my model wife for my backup singer. I would like to thank the Academy. And here's a taste of my first hit. Okay, there you go. Who am I? I need the artist name and yours on a postcard or a fax, along with your address and your daytime telephone number. You can enter by postcard by sending it to me, Rick Dees, at Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. That's Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. The fax number. You got a fax machine? Come on, fax me your answer now. Who is that person? 213-464-4300. Once again, 213-464-4300. Who am I? I dumped my model wife for my backup singer. I would like to thank the Academy. And here's a taste of my first hit. Come on, give it a shot. You can't win unless you try. Stay here. I got more hits coming up, plus some weird things going on. Somebody, well, they're on the telephone. I'll let you decide whether they're weird or not. Coming up on the countdown.
The Weekly Top 40 with Rick D.
School helps you prepare for the future.
Lock it here. Rick's taking you all the way to number 1 on the Weekly Top 40.
Hey, wait a minute. I got the top 5 songs for you right now. And thank you for listening all over the world, like C100, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Thank you. Toronto, keep it on Chum FM. And all over Spain this weekend. Thank you so much for the faxes. Here's number 5, Mariah Carey, Without You.
I can't live anymore.
Mariah Carey and the song that ended her streak of number one hits, Without You, waited and waited and waited at number two. It was going to be her 10th number one hit, and somehow, because of Ace of Base, it stalled at number two. Now down to number five on the countdown. Still, hey, come on, Mariah, you've had a nice string. Here's number four, Big Mountain, and this thing is huge this weekend. It's almost as big as Mountain itself.
Rick D's in the Weekly Top 40.
You know, I've been looking over the past week. In fact, I have been everywhere trying to find a piece of music for you in old record bins, the far reaches of Earth, dark closets, trying to locate the original version of the hit at number three on the countdown. Finally, we have found it for you. Take a listen to the original 1963 version of So Much in Love by The Times.
As we stroll along.
Mama.
Yeah, that's the type of music that does that to people. Thank you, Stephen Bolster, the product manager of KTEL International Records, for rushing me a copy of that this week from their offices in Minnesota. You're the best. Thank you so much, Stephen. Now, number three. They heard it somewhere, and they said, we can do that even better. See what you think. So Much in Love. It's all for one.
As we stroll along.
So in love.
Ooh, they thought they had a shot at number one. We did too. In fact, they stalled at number two, now down to number three, but still hot for all for one. And So Much in Love. Rick Dees and the hit that has ruled the countdown for the past 8 weeks at number one. Finally, it takes a back seat to the new number one. This is number two from Ace of Base. The Sign. That's Ace of Base and 2 months at number one. The longest stay at the top of any band since The Police. And congratulations to four very talented Swedes. Finally stepping down one to number two on the countdown. The number one song, let me say this, the new number one song coming up next in seconds.
The Weekly Top 40.
Well, here we go. A new number one song is always cause for celebration on the Weekly Top 40 Countdown, especially when it's an artist with the kind of star power this person has. 10 years ago, in 1984, he first reached the top of the countdown, and take a listen to that very first number one hit.
Dig if you will when the doves cry.
Time flies, doesn't it? That was 10 years ago, and this is his 8th number one. Congratulations, Prince. And you got to be the most beautiful girl in the world. That has the sound of number one because it is Prince. And when his movie career stalled, they said he was finished. When he left his band, The Revolution, they predicted doom. When he changed his name to that strange symbol, they shook their head and said he's gone too far. And they were his parents. This week he jumps ahead 3 to number 1 on the countdown. Prince, the most beautiful girl in the world. This is so much fun to do. The Weekly Top 40 Countdown all the way to number 1 every single week. Coming to you now, of course, on CD media all around the world. Thank you, radio stations that are hooked up to the 50 million person listening audience. And you're one of them. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend and stay here for the hits.
The Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you by Bodycology, hair and skin products created from nature.
Rick Dees in the Weekly Top 40!
AirCheckDownloads.com.